Knocko, who had remained silent so far, peered up at the creatures hanging from the rope.
But four of them are already dead from falling that high. What chance has me daughter and those three brave moles got?
Bisky replied, having worked it all out in his mind.
The four who died fell right from the ceiling, but our friends up there are already halfway down. They don't have so far to fall. The soil heap should soften the impact, as long as they come down singly.
Knocko began levelling off the top of the heap. There was a grating noise from high up. The big stone slab was slipping as more soil leaked away from its sides. Cupping his paws around his mouth, Bisky yelled,
"Burgy! Frab! Drop Spingo down to us!"
The two moles were glad to lose their burden. They released the gonfalon maid. Bisky and Knocko threw themselves flat on the sides of the heap. Spingo plummeted through space, still senseless, as her limp body thudded onto the soil, sending up a cloud of dust. Bisky and Knocko carried her aside. Bosey nodded his approval.
"I think the wee lassie took no hurt. 'Tis a good plan. Hey there, Frob, wait till I smooth this heap again. You're next."
Moments later, the mole came hurtling through the air, his eyes tight shut as he thumped onto the makeshift cushion.
"I did it, sirs. I did it."
Bergy came next. He too made a safe landing. Bisky shouted up to Soilclaw, the last of the mole crew,
"Come on, mate! Let go of that rope!"
Soilclaw clung on tighter. He was far too scared to release his hold.
Whoa, my sirs! I'm girly of theatre heights. I'd like to let him go of me rope, but I can't. 'Tis a terrible long ways down to me floor."
Double realised that the only way Soilclaw would release his hold would be through shock, so the young Gowson screeched up as loud as he could.
"The big rock's falling on you, mate! Let go of the rope!"
With a panicked bellow, Soilclaw let go. Shooting through space like a furry cannonball, he landed bottom first on the heap. He stood up, dusting himself off as if nothing had happened.
"There now, that didn't hurt, I."
Knocko lifted his unconscious daughter, draping her across his shoulders.
"Got to get my little darling out into the fresh air and wet her face with cold stream water."